At Port Stewart, they're trying to improve the environment. This is the U105 phone-in, and on it we have Lisa McGaughan. Lisa, good morning.
Good morning. Hello.
Lisa, something that floats my boat here. Come Saturday, is that right? You're going to make sure that it's the cleanest place on earth. Tell me what you're up to.
Absolutely. So Saturday, of course, being World Oceans Day, a day to celebrate all our oceans, we thought it would be the perfect backdrop to launch our Port Stewart Strand single-use plastic-free initiative. We've got so much going on the day. We've been working in partnership with three of our local primary schools, Port Stewart Primary, St Columb's and Dominican College. They've been so busy creating eco bricks. Do you know what an eco brick is?
No, but you're going to tell me, I hope.
An eco brick is simply using an empty plastic bottle and using single-use plastics that maybe we're not aware that we're using every single day, from packaging, from food, from lots of different sources, using those bits and pieces to stuff full these bigger plastic bottles, and then using these really as building blocks to be able to create things from. The pupils have been so engaged with the project, it's made them more aware of just how much single-use plastic that they're using at home. So every single pupil from the Port Stewart Primary Schools have made one of these, and the pupils from Dominican College have now created sea sculptures with these eco bricks, and it's a big unveiling of these on Saturday. We've got Sarah Travers coming down to give a wee talk to reveal the sculptures, and then all of us are going to go out on a big mass litter pick of the Strand as well to celebrate the day and to raise awareness just on such an important topic of really plastics and the problem of plastic pollution in the oceans.
And what sort of things have they built with the eco bricks? What sort of items would you see if you were looking at their artwork?
So if everyone's more than welcome to come down and join us. The unveiling will start at 11 o'clock and run through to about 1 o'clock. And the pupils from Dominican, they've made two pieces. So one is like a giant octopus and the other a whale. So you have to come down and see it for yourself, yeah.
That's pretty impressive. That is impressive. And the whole idea, of course, is to get these young people thinking about lifting litter and encouraging people not to drop litter on the beaches.
Absolutely. I think there's three main messages we've been wanting the pupils to take away. And really, it's about making them more aware of using less plastic to begin with, using less single-use plastic, about not dropping litter and picking up litter when they're out and about, and to influence others, really, about that message. And I've been inspired by how involved the pupils have been in it all and how passionate they are about their local beach and the plastic pollution problem. And it's something that we hope to grow and expand, and they've just been brilliant. So it's definitely looking forward to celebrating the reveal tomorrow.
Good on you. And then Sunday is some sort of sandcastle special. I know that's underselling it, but there's an environmental message in this too.
Absolutely. On Sunday then, it's going to be a busy weekend at the Strand as well, running from 11 to 3. There's a project, it's called First There Is a Mountain. It was created by the artist Katie Patterson, and it's really about getting visitors who come down to get involved in making sort of sand sculptures. There's, we all know buckets and spades at the beach is a popular thing to do, but these are with a twist. They're in the shape of mountain ranges. So visitors can come along, make these mountain ranges. We're going to have lots of them on the beach. And it's just a message about our connectivity with the coast and the wearing away. And hopefully we'll have hundreds of these little mini mountains on the beach that day. It's a part of a much bigger project. We're one of 25 venues all together. We're sort of the eighth stop on the tour. They're coming from Blackpool to us, and yes, we can't wait to see all these little mini mountains being created on the Strand.
Listen, it is great to be raising the issue of pollution and environmental awareness and anti-litter campaigns all rolled into one. Have a good weekend at it, Lisa. Thanks for speaking to us. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Bye.
Lisa McGaughan is with the National Trust. If you're out and about in Port Stewart, you might get your chance to get the sand between your toes and, of course, those buckets as well. But the most important thing in all of that, there's the recycling, which is good, which is perfect, which is absolutely necessary. But the encouraging of young people not to drop litter, to shame older people when they do drop litter, and to lift the litter that we see. If everybody pulled in that direction, this would be a better place.